Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Vote like your life depends on it, because it actually does.
Former Republican governor turned Democrat Charlie Crist takes on Florida Agricultural Commissioner Nikki Fried in the state's Democratic gubernatorial primary today.
You have a choice. We can keep losing, or we can try something new.
Crist is ahead of Fried in recent polling. Whoever advances will face Republican incumbent Ron DeSantis, a top GOP name for the 2024 presidential race. In New York, voters will weigh in on congressional and state Senate seats. Vacancies in the House due to retirements, resignations, and campaigns for higher office have resulted in numerous candidates running in congressional races. And due to redistricting, a new Manhattan area seat has two Democratic incumbents facing off, Representative Carolyn Maloney and Representative Jerry Nadler. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell doubled down Monday on his take, saying Republicans have a 50-50 chance of flipping the chamber in the November general election. He predicted it will remain closely divided, whatever the outcome.
The big issue is, do you want Chuck Schumer to be making these decisions or Mitch McConnell to be making these decisions? Because I assure you they would be dramatically different.
Some races with the potential to flip the balance include Pennsylvania, where Democrat John Fetterman has held up well so far against TV doctor Mehmet Oz, Georgia, where Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock will try to fend off a challenge from former NFL running back Herschel Walker, and to replace Ohio Republican Rob Portman, Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan faces controversial newcomer Republican J.D. Vance. Former President Donald Trump's legal team is asking for an independent attorney to oversee the review of evidence gathered from his Florida home. The legal filing came as a federal judge rejected the government's request to keep the entire affidavit behind the raid sealed. Senator Ron Johnson says he won't testify before the January 6th House committee. The Republican claims he had virtually no involvement in a scheme to appoint fake electors to overturn President Biden's 2020 election win. Now to New York, where Governor Kathy Hochul on Monday announced the end of COVID-19 quarantining and test-to-stay requirements for the next school year.
No longer are we going to be sending kids home, keeping them away from that essential experience of being together in a classroom, because we are now still dealing with the fallout of those decisions made when we had less information.
And after more than a half century in government, the face of the White House's COVID response, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he's leaving public service to pursue the next chapter of his career. Fauci battled misinformation about the virus and was a staunch defender of the science behind the vaccines.
The attention that's being paid to this, the effort that's put it in to get vaccines distributed, I think this is a good response.
Congressional Republicans vowed to investigate Fauci's conduct amid accusations he obscured his knowledge of the origins of COVID. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.